You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Well, we're going to have church anyhow.
Thank you, Jesus.
All night,
oh, Lord,
I wouldn't give up.
All night, thank you, Lord,
I wouldn't let go.
Hey, all night, I held on, Lord,
I just held on.
if I never own a mansion way out on a hill, if I never see riches, Lord, I'll serve you still. If I lose all my possessions and my health begins to fail, I can still say you've been good. If I wake up on tomorrow, find that all of my loved ones are gone, look around and see that my friends are few, I'll still keep holding on. If I call and there's no answer, in the midst of my despair, I can still say, Lord, you've been good. You've been good. Oh, yeah. So as long as I live, I'll tell the world God is good, yeah. You've been real, 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 real good to me. I'm so glad to say right now, God is good. And listen, if I never visit Paris and enjoy that midday sun, if I never sail the seven seas, oh, before my work down here is done, oh, oh, if I never see the ruins of that city they call ancient Rome, I'm not worried because I can still
I'm fine. Service, I met a young man who asked me to pray for him. He said he was going through it, struggling just to make it through each day. I began to share with him that the fact that he was still here was an indication that his situation could be worse. As we began to pray, he got excited and started praising God right there in the parking lot. So if you're like him today, I want you to listen to this.
You've been saying that you're tired of going through
some days.
Seems like everyone else is blessed but you.
In church on Sunday,
preacher telling you your miracle is on the
way. But now you're confused because you
and your times, you're confused because you're really so you may not have a match.
In a gated neighborhood.
In a gated neighborhood.
But you should be grateful because at least.
But at least you have a roof over your head.
I want you to know that the healer,
well, the healer
is here today.
Is here today.
So I think that you should
praise now. It could
be worse.
Be worse.
I know you're going through right now, but I still think that you should praise now.
Praise now.
But after all,
it could be worse.
Listen, it's Monday morning.
You complain about the job that you don't like. Do your best, working hard, they don't treat you right. Boss is telling you your raise is coming soon.
But this what happens.
With no notice, you're laid off.
What do you do?
What do you do? You've been waiting on your best.
You're still here, so you're already
don't
blessed.
Don't you know you're already blessed?
So instead of complaining,
you should thank the Lord,
thank the Lord.
For what you already have.
Today, if it wasn't for
if
Jesus,
it wasn't for Jesus,
then please tell me where.
Tell me where would you be?
So right now,
praise now,
praise now.
It could
yes.
be worse.
God is not attracted to your problems; He's attracted to your praise. So
praise now. It could be worse.
If you got at least one thing to be thankful for, just go ahead and. The next time somebody calls you complaining, I need you to tell them that James said. I got two friends with me, Leandra and Zaccardi. Help us right here.
Testing your trials,
you are a praise because it could be worse.
Take it up,
praise Him right now. Come on, Andrea.
When I need Him the most, He was the only one there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. I had to get down on my knees and tell God thank you for everything that He's done and everything that He's getting ready to do with my life.
Yeah.